KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking traditions with Carl Culper, who is a communication specialist with the Warm Beach Camp's Lights of Christmas. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mike.
So the lights are on this year, but with some changes, I hear.
Yeah, so we are actually, to operate within CDC and state guidelines, we have adjusted to a drive-through event.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, so it will be about a 15 to 20 minute experience. All admission will be purchased online. You'll come in, have your confirmation with you. We'll scan you in, and then it's a short, 15 to 20 minute drive through the grounds, seeing the displays. We'll have some concessions available and a gift shop. But yeah, it's going to be a truly magical experience.
Okay. My kids have grown up with the lights of Christmas at Warm Beach Camp, so I need to ask the most important question that my teenage son will have, and that will be, can he still get the mini donuts?
I thought that that was the question that you would be asking, and yes, you can get the mini donuts this year.
How about the nuts?
I'm actually not sure if we're going to have the nuts this year. We will have all of our vendors available online, so there will be a preview of that, but I'm not sure about the nuts this year. I know that there will be kettle corn, though.
Okay. People might be wondering if Bruce the Talking Spruce will somehow be able to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bruce the Spruce will be there, and you will get to have an interaction with him still.
All right. Sounds good. So are you at liberty to say what of the favorite displays will stay, and what can you preview what might have to be changed, or what will be new in the drive-through event this year for the lights?
Yeah, of course. So because of this format and having to cover a lot more ground than we usually do, pretty much everything has been reworked. And so, yes, a lot of our displays that are classics will be there. They'll just be in some different spots. So we will have the Bayside scene with the lighthouse and the ship. It will be in a different spot this year. We'll still have the fireball tree, which I know is a fan favorite for photo ops. We'll also have the light tunnels, although you won't be able to take selfies in them. They'll just be there for show. We'll have our nativity still and our pond scenes as well. So all those will still be there. Some new displays this year will be we've upped our projection mapping game, which is scenes projected onto screens that you'll be able to see as you drive by. We have some elves working in a toy shop and Santa in his sleigh, that are just really, really pretty scenes that you'll be able to see as you're driving through in your car.
Will people have to schedule a specific time to drive through the lights of Christmas at Warm Beach Camp this year?
Yeah, so all of our admission is going to be online, and you will pick a date and time, so an hour slot that you'll decide when you're going to come. And then if you show up anytime in that hour slot, we'll get you through.
Okay, and it looks like those admissions are available starting, I think, today, right?
Yeah, later today our admission will be available. We're putting some final touches on right now, and so probably this afternoon admission will be open for the general public.
And what's that website?
That's thelightsofchristmas.com.
All right, well, I can guarantee that my family will be there, and I'm sure many others will too. Carl Culper is a communications specialist with the Warm Beach Camp's Lights of Christmas. Carl, thanks for joining us today on KGMI.